Good evening. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and I welcome all of you into this sanctuary on this dark night. I welcome you to this refuge. I welcome you to this place of peace. We gather together out of the dark night. We gather for quiet and comfort and time away from the noise and the incessant joyfulness of this season. We gather to remember that not everyone feels full of cheer or hope or goodwill during these December days, and that sometimes the constant cheer of the season can feel wearing and difficult. So I welcome you each here this evening, whoever you are and however you are, quiet, reflective, pensive, happy, sad, hopeless, hopeful, worried, regretful, angry, raw, numb. With the sound of our bells, I want you just to take a moment to be present in yourself as you really are right now. And know that the self that you experience is completely welcome here. We light this chalice, the symbol of our faith, to remember that when it is dark, that we can wait and sometimes be surprised by hope and by light. Oh, holiday spirit, full of bright lights and jangly carols, announcing this most wonderful time of a year, winter wonderland, holly jolly, merry Christmas, happy holidays, joys, bells, and endless singing, full of parties and so much smiling, all the promises of hope and light. Oh, holiday spirit, have you forgotten us, those who suffer, those who cry out in pain, those that struggle with depression and sadness? Oh, holiday spirit, don't you know about grief? People we have loved have died, and we miss them. Relationships that mattered have ended, and we miss them. We have lost jobs and moved from places we have loved. Oh, holiday spirit, don't you know about illness and aging, chronic pain that holds us in rapt attention and keeps us from sleeping and smiling and compassion, cancer that makes us afraid and exhausted and sick, ailments of the body that keep us from doing and being all we want to be, memory that plays tricks or betrays us completely. Oh, holiday spirit, don't you know about anger and hurt and regret? Holiday promises that don't get fulfilled? People who have betrayed and hurt us. People we betrayed and hurt. Oh, holiday spirit, don't you know about change and transitions and the anxiousness of not knowing what will happen next? Divorce, moving, job loss, and retirement? Oh, holiday spirit, don't you know anything about climate change and violence and oppression? People fleeing their homes, famine, war? Fear that one will be attacked because of who one is. Animals and plants dying.
species going extinct?
Oh, holiday spirit, don't you know about loneliness? Of living alone? Of being far from the people we love? Of being estranged from those who matter? Of not having anyone that we do love? Oh, holiday spirit, with your bright lights and jangly carols and all your promises of hope and light, where is the place for us, the grieving, the suffering, the angry, the betrayed, the regretful, the fearful, the oppressed, and the lonely? Have you forgotten all about us? I would like you each to take a moment and consider what is heavy in you. Consider what has brought you tears. What part of you feels forgotten in the cheer of Christmas? What feels forsaken, feels angry, cheated, regretful, and lonely, scared, and hopeless? I invite you to come forward and place a stone in the water for what is heavy in you, or to place salt for the tears that you've cried, or both. And you are welcome to name what you carry for us to hear, or to simply pass by in silence as feels appropriate for you.
When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There, you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your home tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to realize anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you.
So what holds you in these dark times? What sustains you? What holds you and does not let you go? What offers sweetness and aliveness? In the darkness, I pray to what is holy and to that which sustains me. I change the name as it suits my mood and needs. Spirit of life, spirit of love, mother, God, goddess. But I know I cannot name the holy in any real way. It is unnameable. It is unknowable. I can sense it, witness it, be with it. Just all metaphor for whatever it is that sustains me that I cannot explain, that I can experience. It is that aliveness that whips the trees outside my living room into a frenzied dance. It is the earth that holds them to the ground and also offers them nourishment. It is the sun that stretches them high, but also casts energy into their being. Does not life offer me this same sustenance? An earth that grounds and nourishes, a sun that energizes, a wind that enlivens? In African religions, many of the names for the holy translate as the one who. The one who you can confide your troubles in. The one who can turn everything upside down. The one who does not die. The one who thunders from far off times. The one who is heard in all the world. The one who carries everyone on her back. In Islam, there are 100 names for God. The compassionate one, the giver of peace, the sustainer, the artist, are just a few. Maybe these names speak to you. Maybe they hold you. Or maybe it is something else, the ocean, the face of someone you love, a piece of music, a strength. Deep within you, your breath flowing in and out like a lullaby.
Go slow if you can. Go slower. More slowly still. Friendly, dark, or fearsome, this is no place to break your neck by rushing. By running, by crashing into what you cannot see. Then again, it is true, different darks have different tasks, and if you have arrived here unawares, if you have come in peril or in pain, this might be no place that you should dawdle. I do not know what these shadows ask of you, what they might hold that means you good or ill. It is not for me to reckon whether you should linger or you should leave, but this is what I can ask for you. That in the darkness there be a blessing, that in the shadows there be a light, that in the night you be encompassed by the love that knows your name.
I would like us to remain seated as we sing 1002, which is in the Teal hymnal, and we will sing, "Comfort Me, O My Soul." We could sing through it once, and if there's anyone who feels like a powerful singer and wants to come forward and help guide us through this hymn, we would be delighted to have you.
Thank you.
That which is holy, and by the love that knows our name, we pray for the quietness of snowflakes, knowing that love is quiet. We pray for the kindness of small acts, knowing gentleness is fragile. We are grateful to know that thoughtfulness makes no sound, that compassion leaves wonderfully beautiful traces when we open ourselves to wonder. May our faith, like the snowflake, go everywhere in quietness, in love, with gentle regard for that which is true and beautiful in us and about us. Amen. Now we will sit quietly in musical meditation.
Thank you.
you each this blessing. May each of you feel the fire that never dies away and the love that knows your name and discover a sweet darkness that prepares for you a new way to be in this life. I ask you now to give the blessing, to give a blessing to each other. You may reach out to those around you, grasp hands if you wish, move about if you are called to do so, and offer a blessing. Maybe you have a blessing of your own that you would like to offer, or you may simply say, may you be graced by love. May you know you are not alone. May you be graced by love. May you know that you are not alone. Please bless one another. Let us return to our seats for another musical meditation.
Coming out of the void, where man is saved by a voice.
to go forth into this dark night exactly as you are, whoever you are, however you feel. And take with you that which sustains you, the fire that never dies. Take with you the love that knows your name. And know that you are not alone. Know that you are loved. And blessings to you all.